WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Saturday night on Twin Peaks, the giant warned, "It is happening again." Well, it's happening again for Fresh Air listeners, too. TV critic David Bianculli is talking about Twin Peaks.
This Saturday on Twin Peaks, Laura Palmer's killer will be revealed.
Yeah, give me a break.
No, really. Saturday, you'll find out.
That was the ad ABC ran last week, prior to Saturday's installment of Twin Peaks. So who done it? Leland, kind of. In the climax of that show, Laura Palmer's mother dragged herself downstairs and collapsed, either drugged, hurt, or dead. Her husband, Leland, calmly ignored her. And when Maddie, Laura's look-alike cousin, came downstairs, Leland attacked her. Well, actually, it wasn't Leland. It was Killer Bob, the evil spirit who had taken up residence inside Leland's mind and body. He was coming out to do some more dirty work. Viewers saw what the psychic Maddie saw, Leland turning into the long-haired, animalistic Bob as he beat her, held her, danced with her, and, in moments of relative awareness, grieved for his dead daughter, Laura. At the end of that scene, Leland smashed Maddie's head against the wall and inserted a cutout letter under her fingernail. The clear implication, if anything about Twin Peaks can be called clear, is that Killer Bob used Leland as his human host and, through Leland, incestuously attacked Laura, corrupted her, and eventually killed her. Very creepy stuff, and it's a resolution that makes sense. But there are still a lot of unanswered questions, and I'm not even sure that Killer Bob doesn't hop from body to body like Sam in Quantum Leap. And besides, some of the people here are so sick of me talking about Twin Peaks that I'm going to move on and review another TV show about an evil force that pops up to feed on fear and kill people. This one is Stephen King's It, made into a 4-hour miniseries by ABC. The story is about childhood friends who conquer an evil spirit, then reunite as adults to face the same horror again. Richard Thomas, John Ritter, Harry Anderson, and Annette O'Toole are all in the cast. And when It takes the shape of a ghoulish-looking circus clown, he, or It, is played by Tim Curry, famous from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The clown, like Killer Bob, pops in to haunt people and sometimes manipulate them, as he does with this mental patient. Notice that Curry, who's British, uses a voice that sounds like it was based on a Mel Blanc cartoon character.
Henry! Henry Bowers! Up here, sharp stuff. Up here! You helped me once, remember? You chased those brats. Almost got him, Henry. Almost. Don't you want another chance? You gotta go back and finish the job. You gotta go back to Derry and kill them all. For me, Henry. Kill them all. Henry, kill them all. Kill them all. Kill them all.
It, the evil being, is supposed to confront each person with his or her greatest fear. But in this TV production, the special effects are more silly than scary, and only the character development, especially when the heroes are seen as young kids, makes It worth watching. If you want scary, stick with Twin Peaks.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.